This is RH Sport on Radio Harrow.
I'm joined on the line with Nick Degard. Nick is formerly the communications officer for Wealdstone FC and remains very much involved in the team and a super fan. Very good afternoon to you, Nick.
Good afternoon, Gary. How are you?
I'm great, thanks. And thank you so much for taking some time today to join me. I guess, where do we start? Maybe the win on Thursday against Dorking Wanderers, a huge game.
Yeah, it was an absolutely huge game. I mean, build as do or die, and it certainly was. I've been following and supporting and working with the Stones for probably, 50 years now, Gary, and very few nights come close to matching that for, you know, the impact and the implications of losing or winning it. As you know, we've been on a very poor run, to say the least. No doubt we'll talk more about that shortly. But having gone from 2-0 down to, in the end, it could have been 6-2 to Wealdstone, tremendous courage and fortitude from the Wealdstone. And bearing in mind, of course, Gary, as you know, the fixture congestion is just unprecedented. So we had games last Saturday, Tuesday night, and on Thursday night, and obviously another game this afternoon against league champions Chesterfield. So it couldn't have been more difficult for a part-time side. We've been through some traumatic times recently. Although if you go back sort of 6 or 7 weeks, it was, you know, we were looking at a relatively comfortable mid-table position, but how things can change in football, Gary. Quite remarkable, really.
Yes, an unfortunate run over the last few weeks have brought you right down near the bottom. This win yesterday takes you two places above the relegation zone, and partly affected maybe by the resignation or dismissal of both David Noble and Neil Banfield, manager and assistant manager from the club?
Yes, that's right, Gary. I mean, it was all very sudden. David Noble brought in Neil, and, you know, they've only been in charge and really took their first game you know, relatively recently. In fact, they took over on the 30th of January. One of our senior players, Alex Dyer, took the previous game, and he won that game against Halifax. And unfortunately, the record since David took over was pretty poor. I mean, if you look at it, there were 15 games he was in charge. 1-2-5, lost 8, I believe, in the league. Although we did have a run, obviously, in the FA Trophy to get to the final, and lost that very narrowly on penalties. So it was a very unfortunate situation, but a very brave decision, I think, is the feeling across the club to part company with David Noble. And, you know, we feel very sorry for that situation, but we were in free fall, Gary. There's no two ways about it. I didn't think the board would possibly, personally, I didn't think they would make that decision until the end of the season, but they decided to make that decision. And, you know, at the moment, it looks as though it's the correct decision, apart from the sort of unfortunate position that, you know, having to lose a manager that's only come on board very, very recently. But that's football. It's harsh. It's ruthless. Wealdstone need to stay in the National League for all sorts of reasons. But any manager coming in would have been in difficult circumstances with the fixture pile up. Four of our players were playing internationals during a very crucial run-in. It's a crazy situation, unprecedented, really. But there's certainly an improvement since the senior players and Sam Cox took over during early part of last week with a credible narrow defeat to a very good professional side, Southend. culminating obviously in Thursday night's match and win over Dorking, a game they simply couldn't afford to lose. That defeat, Dorking defeated, has confined them to relegation, by the way, almost 99% certain, not mathematically yet, but that they've resigned to the fact that they are going to get relegated. So time will tell how this all pans out, but it's given us a fighting chance to stay up, Gary.
Now, Sam Cox, who has taken over as the interim manager, he was the first team coach, or the main team's first coach, and he's been with the club for some time, correct?
Well, not recently, no. He was previously with the club some seasons ago and did well for the club as a player. He wasn't a coach under previous management. And then left for Pastures New. This would have been, can't remember exactly, probably 5 or 6 seasons ago, maybe a bit more, I think at least 6 seasons ago. He was a well-regarded midfield player. He did win Supporters Player of the Year and then went on to do other things. He's actually been coaching and is well-regarded at Tottenham Hotspur with some of their youth sides. But he came in with David Noble as one of the coaches, and the board of Wealdstone decided to ask Sam to carry on together with senior players to run the side until the end of the season. So Sam is an interim manager until the board decide during the summer who will take over permanently, Gary.
Now, you had mentioned some of the ramifications. If Wealdstone were to be relegated, would that include having an effect on their working on moving to a new location, a new home?
Yes, I mean, I think it would make it more difficult. There are financial ramifications because crowds would be a lot less. I mean, when you think, Gary, that when Southend came to us on Tuesday evening, they brought 1,000 fans with them, right? So you don't have to do the maths to work out, you know, what sort of gate revenue that is. I mean, that's not every week, obviously, but you lose big derbies. The effects on the ground is unknown, but obviously if you're looking for investors as a route into the EFL with a new stadium, which Stone certainly need to progress, they need new infrastructure, that's more difficult to obviously attract investors if you then drop back down the league. And of course, there's no guarantee of getting straight back up, Gary. You know, it took us a long, long while to get back to the status. And obviously, you know, that's history, but, you know, it's taken us, you know, nearly 40 years to get back to where we were in the mid 80s, you know, I mean, so yes, there could be implications on that. Certainly, it's always more difficult to attract investors, both to help with the funding, the squad, and building a new stadium, which is a very expensive exercise, obviously.
Now, of course, today we're playing Chesterfield at home. Chesterfield's at the top of the league. How tough a game is this going to be?
Well, it can't be underestimated. Funnily enough, I mean, Chesterfield are obviously our champions by some distance. They've lost their last two games, and I think there is a temptation to think that, a footballing expression, they're on the beach already. And I don't think that could be further from the truth. They will want to prove that they are, you know, the side that you know, was obviously deservedly won the league. Wealdstone will be buoyed by obviously that fantastic win on Thursday night, but it'll be an extremely tough game. You know, what you can say about football is, you know, you're as good as your last game, and the adrenaline and the enthusiasm, you know, where and the tiredness can take a little bit of a back seat when you're on a little bit of a high which they certainly will be at the moment. But Chesterfield, are a very, very good side. They're the best in the league. So for Wealdstone to get anything out of that game will be an absolutely massive result. So we'll see what happens, Gary, but certainly another fascinating game.
Indeed it is. And, all I can say is we will keep a very close eye on the developments over the next few days and weeks, and I'm sure we'll be in touch again before the end of the season.
Thank you very much, Gary, and all the best to you and your colleagues at the station.
Thanks a lot, and I'm sure Shrey asked me to say hi as well. So all the best from him, and best of luck from everyone here at Radio Harrow for the Wealdstone Football Club remaining in the Vanarama League.
Thank you very much, Gary. It's much appreciated.
Okay, take care.
More than just music. This is Radio Harrow.